I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
If I asked you right now, because I have seen everything from the quote-unquote experts that have the Jets as the best team in the AFC East to third in the AFC East.
Yeah.
No one's picked them fourth, but it's basically a race between...
1-3.
Yeah, the Jets, the Dolphins, the Bills. My take is, I don't think... While I think the Dolphins are a good team, I don't think they're winning the division. And I can't see the Bills, even though they got a good coach and a great quarterback... They had a lot of losses in terms of players and injuries with, the linebacker, Milano got injured.
Was a huge man because he's pretty much the quarterback of that defense.
Yes.
And his range at that position is probably the best in next to Fred Warner, to be honest, with the San Francisco 49ers. I think he matches up there as far as that elite style linebacker. I think what happens with the Bill going forward is there's always going to be that situation where, you know, the offense went through James Cook last year, and it was great. They had that switch, and they were able to kind of really get it going. James Cook is no longer a secret. People know that the offense is going through him. It slows Josh Allen down, and he plays better with James Cook. With that said, what does year two look like that? Well, how can they replicate that is my point. So that's going to be interesting. And how does the defense recover, you know, with losing him a lot? And what does Von Miller look like? So there's a lot of questions, but I think the Bills, I could see the Bills finishing second in the division.
Would your pick be the Jets before the season begins, or are you in love with the Dolphins like others are?
The Jets were 7-10 last year.
Yeah.
With Aaron Rodgers, a healthy Aaron Rodgers in lineup, I see them as an 11-6 team. I do.
Okay.
Because of the defense. I just want the Jets to start off fast. I don't want to have this, you know, and it's like, well, Willie, you're dealing with a 42-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles. God forbid if they start off slow. Yeah, but we've seen what that looked like, right? Like, and I just want the Jets to start off fast, look competent, and look more efficient on both sides of the ball because I think that will win back the Jets fans. I think last year was just such the worst case scenario. And by the way, Zach Wilson won that game.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do anything else for the rest of the season, but he won that game against Buffalo on Monday night. So I think the Jets, I just want to see the Jets fan happy, and hopefully that can happen as long as Aaron Rodgers stays healthy.
Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step.
Did you have a favorite Rexism, or did you get a little of Bowles as well?
I had Bowles.
Yeah,
Rex
something
was...
that you can actually say. On the air.
Something he said about something he said about Bowles.
The first thing you came to mind is I can't say that.
Last time he was in, which would have done Bowles a lot of favors with the fan base, I mean, he talked about like how tough a coach Todd Bowles was behind closed doors.
You have to believe that because of the success he's had, but he doesn't
present
it.
He never once presented himself that way or made you seem like he had control of the team with the way he would talk to the media. And maybe had he, because if you remember, you would remember this more than me.
I remember that, yep.
Todd Bowles going into that last year, everyone, the roster wasn't great and they didn't expect much out of the Jets. And I think everybody thought Todd Bowles was safe because it was going to be a bad year. It was a bad year. They fired him.
Yeah.
Even though there was no expectation. I always wonder, like, if he showed you more of that fire that you're saying he had in practice behind closed doors, maybe the perception of Todd Bowles would have been a lot different outside in.
Yeah, I think with Todd, it was interesting because I think it was the opposite. I think he always felt like he had to protect us from the media because it was such a, you know, like, we weren't a good team. It was just like, it was so much scrutiny that he was like, no, I got to stand in front of these guys. But when that door was closed, he held everybody. He was honest, man. He was tough.
And I would not have thought that.
Yeah, no, he wasn't a doormat by no means. Like, there was times where he, you know, excuse my French, he mother-effed us as group, and then it was times individually he would get called to the office. There's times where I've gotten called to the office. Mm. So just from a leadership standpoint, like, listen, man, this is what I need more of you from. This is what we need. I need you to kind of steer this way or give me some intel, like, you know, how the guys are. So he understood. He was very on. But Mike Tomlin is like this too. It's our business, right? It's not their business.
Yes.
And I think, to your point, it hindered him because I think most Jet fans, when you're looking at the team you love, it's going through all this chaos. You need some type of transparency, and he never gave that. Mm-hmm. It was like, no, everything's fine here. Mind you, the whole house is on fire.
But the difference is Mike Tomlin, you feel like he is. And even if he's not, he stands at that podium, and he speaks authoritatively. He speaks directly, and you feel like he's in control. Todd Bowles would mumble through a press conference, and you felt like, this is the guy leading this team?
Yeah.
That was the public perception.
I could see how you saw that, but that was not behind closed
doors. Right, which is amazing. Yeah.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.